Hey, podcast listeners, we're super excited about December 11th at 5:30 Mountain Time, Denver time, when we're going to go live once again on YouTube to record a live Gill Connections podcast. To celebrate, we're giving you bonus clips every day until then of last year's 2022 guests that came onto the live Gill Connections podcast. Check it out. Look in the show notes below and you'll see the URL. Check us out December 11th, 5:30 p.m. Denver time. Hey, we're going to wrap up here tonight, but before we do, I'm going to try to get each one of my teammates, man. I don't do anything without my teammates, and I've got three great ones. Actually, I had five here, but two of them broke out. They're probably getting dinner for us is what they're probably doing.
Oh, yeah, they said they have a table.
Okay, good. So. This goes through 7:45, though. So, you know, it's my boss, so I get to go out. Hey, so I just wanted to kind of quickly highlight as we wrap up tonight. You know, we've had some amazing coaches. We kind of started on the Drake Relays and a little bit ended on the Drake Relays with Mike J was here. What you think that we do here, scoot over. He just did not get the hand signals. I kept touching him, like, get up here. We have just some amazing teammates here. And this is kind of, I don't want to belittle this, Scott, and say my right-hand man. But what I mean by that is this is the guy who really does it all, to be real frank with you. Scott Phelps here oversees our sales team for our Gill Stock divisions, all the pits, poles, hurdles, and implements, things like that. So, Scott, introduce yourself, and I'm just going to ask you a couple fun questions, man.
Sure. Yeah, my name is Scott Phelps. I've worked at Gill going on 5 years now. Was a coach for 8 years at the college level and started as a sales rep and now kind of have a hand in everything at Gill.
He runs the show. Let's not be too. He won't say that, but I will and I can. And you were a really good, and I can say that because you know what you are, half miler for the University of Illinois.
Sure.
And you're from the area. Mm-hmm. And you went and coached at places like Dartmouth and Northeastern and Texas. Mm-hmm. What did it mean, you know, as you were coming out of coaching and moving, you got the chance to not only move back to home mm-hmm. base, but you got to stay in track and field. How much of a draw was that for you? Or was it just like, I mean, I just needed a job?
There's a little bit of that. There's definitely a pull back to Central Illinois. Mm. But staying in the sport was big. Mm. I mean, I still am always going to follow track and running and things like that. And so it was nice to have somebody, you know, to work at a place where I could talk about track and people knew right. what I was talking about.
No one shunned you. It's like, yeah, keep talking. Why don't you talk more, actually? Yeah. That's awesome, yeah. man. Well, I love it, man. You know, Scott, you bring a whole different set of positives and advantages to our team, man. I'm just so thankful for you being on our team. Yeah. And now I'm going to have a little fun. So I've got 100 questions,
okay.
1 through 100. They're numbered, mm-hmm. 1 through 100. You get to pick the number.
All right, 87.
Why 87?
My lucky number.
Okay. Not your football.
It doesn't come up very often as 87, but.
Yeah, we never. Yeah, that's true. We didn't have enough. We had all dudes on the podcast here tonight, besides Jessica. And every guy, when they pick their number, it's their old high school football. Number. Mm. I mean, to a T. All right, 87 here. 87, right?
Yep.
All right, sweet or savory? What's your favorite dessert?
Cinnamon roll. If I could do just the middle part of a cinnamon
Amen.
Roll.
Amen.
Not even the outer part.
Amen.
That'd be my ideal.
Yeah, why
my
has
ideal.
It, we talked about the inventions and things
the
like that.
Why
has no one done that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that is that. You, know, you get the dry crust. I'm like, yeah, here, get that to the dog, man. Give me that ooey gooey center. All right, man, to wrap us up here tonight, because you have a whole different aspect of track and field.
Sure.
What are you most looking forward to in the 2023 track and field season?
Yeah, well, I think everybody remembers where they were when kind of COVID first happened.
Unfortunately, yes.
And I was at NCAA's in Albuquerque mm-hmm. At the national championships, and they are back in Albuquerque this March. And so I am looking forward to actually having NCAA's at Albuquerque.
Full circle.
Yeah.
I didn't even.
Yeah, that's what
that.
I'm looking forward to.
That's true, because we were there on the Tuesday and Wednesday. It's like, man, we're going to have Division I. Let's go. Let's rock mm-hmm. it. Okay, pack your stuff up and go home.
Yep.
And then just, you know, it just kept getting that.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that too, man. That's
yep.
really good, man. All right, we're going to get a selfie, get
All
these
right.
other two guys in here, and we can go eat, man. Oh, I got to press the button. There we go. Scott, thank you, man.
Cool.
I really appreciate
Thanks,
you.
Mike.
So grateful for you.
Yep.
World record shortest Gill Athletics Connections podcast ever. Check us out December 11th, 5:30, Denver, Colorado, Rocky Mountain Central Time. Check us out on YouTube in the link below in the show notes.